Silent Kill, written by Peter Corris and read by Dino Monica.
"Lousy picture," he said.
"Yes."
"What's he done?"
It was the first bite I'd had.
"Nothing, as far as I know. He's a friend of someone else I'm looking for who might have done something, if you see what I mean."
"Yeah, well, looks like Steve Paul. Bit skinnier than that, though. Comes in occasionally, no trouble."
"That's good. Do you happen to know where he lives?"
"He's got a place out Gundaroo Road, north about 5 clicks. I'll join on a couple of acres, bit tumble down. Been there for the last few years off and on."
He moved away to serve another customer. I finished my beer, turned to go, and asked casually,
"What does he drive?"
The barman scratched his head.
"Seen it once. A Jeep, I think, yeah. A blue Jeep."
I thanked him again and left. Pen was looking bored when I rejoined her, but she sparked up at the news.
"Let's go," she said.
"Okay. But this is simply surveillance. Then we go back to Canberra and you stay there."
"While you do what?"
"Call the police in."
"And arrest him? I'd like to see that."
"No."
"Why not?"
"Cops and guns. It wouldn't be safe."
I followed the barman's instructions, keeping an eye on the odometer. It was 7 kilometres rather than 5, but country people always underestimate distance. The blocks showed signs of being cared for. Good fences and gates, strategically placed stands of trees, graded, well-drained tracks. A few of the cottages were visible from the road and looked presentable. Bright's place was easy to spot. It let the side down badly. The rusty gate sagged on its hinges and the fence had gaps, partly repaired by star stakes and wire. I drove by slowly. The track was muddy and rutted and led to a garage that would have offered minimal protection. No sign of a car.
"He's not there," Penn said.
"But he could be close by. We can't hang around here. I just want to scout a bit up there where the road bends."
"Why?"
"Looks to be a track running beside his property and quite a few trees. We'll need some cover while we prepare."
I drove up to the bend, which put me the best part of 100 metres from Bright's gate. A patch of thick bush started there and the track appeared to be a fire trail into the forest. I got some binoculars from the glove box and told Penn to stay put. The drive had been uphill, and it was colder out here than back in town. I pulled up the hood on my anorak and walked into the bush. I was lifting the binoculars when I heard a faint sound behind me. I felt a blow to the side of my head that stunned me, then another blow to the same place, and the ground tilted and a big gum tree came rushing to meet me.